Track 6, more news. Richard recounts wild boar Dartmoor attack. A man whose dog was attacked by a wild boar while working on Dartmoor has described his experience, saying the animal knocked his pet clean off his feet. The attack happened last week on a popular walk along Dr. Blackhorse Drive near Poundsgate. Richard Blight, who's been taking daily strolls on Dartmoor for years, was out walking with his 7-year-old Cocker Spaniel Bailey at the time. He said, "I looked at the side of some gorse bushes and saw what I thought was a pig or a boar flying along. I could see that all the grass had been dug up, and I got out my phone to take a picture of the damage, and with that, a second boar came flying out from the other direction, hitting Bailey smack in the middle. He knocked him clean off his feet and then went to have another go at him. Bailey managed to get up quickly and fly off like lightning past me with this boar hot on his heels. This thing was at least twice the size of Bailey," Mr. Bite said, noting that the spaniel was no match for the angry boar, which he reckoned could have weighed as much as 80 kilograms. Bailey came flying back towards me again with the boar still chasing after him, about 3 or 4 feet behind. And as he came flying past me, I tried to kick the boar and missed by miles as it went past. Although if I'd hit it, I would probably broke my foot. Bailey eventually returned in one piece after giving the boar the slip. He came up to me, clinging to my legs and shaking. He's been quiet since then, but seems fine otherwise, he said. The latest incident comes as wild boar sightings appear to be on the increase in Dartmoor and elsewhere. Earlier this month, a video appeared on social media showing a group of about 6 boars roaming in Belston and North Dartmoor, adding to speculation over actual boar numbers in the park. In Britain, the animal became extinct hundreds of years ago, but according to the Woodland Trust, there are currently over 2,600 boars in the UK, the result of captive animals that either escaped or were illegally released. The largest groups are located in the Forest of Dean. There are populations, though, throughout the southeast and west of England, as well as in Scotland and Wales. Their presence has divided a public opinion, as evidenced by the recent outcry after 8 boars were caught and shot dead in the Cairngorms National Park. Some have welcomed the return of a once extinct species, while others have expressed concern that they cause extensive damage to vegetation, as they've no natural predators in the UK. Simon Lee, Natural England Principal Officer for Dartmoor, told this paper, "Natural England are aware of sightings of wild boar on Dartmoor, which is a former native species. DEFRA's Feral Wild Boar Action Plan, published in 2008, states that primary responsibility for wild boar management lies with local communities and individual landowners, and we will work closely with Dartmoor National Park Authority to provide advice and guidance." And there's a photograph of Richard with his pet Cocker Spaniel Bailey on Dartmoor.
Legacy breathes new life into Red Rock Cafe. A derelict landmark cafe on the coast path between Dawlish and Dawlish Warren has been reincarnated as a new refreshment stop in tribute to a beloved Springer Spaniel. Buddy at Red Rock opened on February the 7th after months of work to renovate the dilapidated building. Buddy's owner, Paul Michaels, partner Jack McKim, and close friend Craig Harvey and partner Sharna Hales got the idea to revive the cafe after spotting the neglected building while out on a walk last summer. They quickly jumped into action, and after navigating negotiations to take on the building, they dedicated their Christmas to restoring the cafe to its former glory. "We had a vision to create a vibrant space for holidaymakers, and most importantly, the local community," said Paul and Craig. "The support we've received from the community has been incredible," they added. The venue now stands as a testament to community spirit, hard work, and the team's passion for breathing life back into a beloved local spot, the pair proudly announced. Buddy's is the name after owner's much-loved Springer Spaniel, who passed away after falling ill when he was 13 years old. I knew I wanted to honour his memory in a special way, said Paul. We created this place with Buddy's spirit in mind, a spot where every dog can enjoy fresh water and a treat during their walks, just as Buddy would have loved. As well as catering for dogs, the cafe serves cakes, coffee, refreshments, ice cream, and the team hope to add further items to the menu to meet customers' demand. Buddy's at Red Rock has formerly traded as the Red Rock Cafe, the Elephant Rock Cafe, and Rockier Rosa Cafe.
Concerns raised over 100 home development. Town councillors have raised concerns over the next phase of a housing development in Teignbridge, in a Teignbridge town. The next phase of the Longston Cross development is an application for more than 100 new homes, 5 self-built plots and employment spaces in Bovey Tracy. The application is for 107 homes, 22 of which will be affordable units, according to Devonshire Homes in its planning statement. The proposed development comprises 2, 3, 4 and 5 bedroom properties. In spite of the application having already secured planning permission, several councillors raised concerns about the next phase, dubbed Phase 2B. The Town Council said some of its members took issue with pedestrian and cycle access to the town centre, public transport, infrastructure, carbon reduction and sustainable housing, traffic flow and possible congestion and wildlife and biodiversity.
Kitchen fire after a pan catches light. 3 fire engines were sent to reports of a kitchen fire at a property in Sheldon last Saturday, February the 15th. Crews from Tynmouth, Newton Abbot and Torquay all responded to the call at just after 2:45 on Saturday afternoon. Upon arrival, smoke and flames were issuing from the kitchen of the property where a pan of oil had caught fire. Using hose reel jet, safety jet, thermal imaging camera, smoke clearance fan and breathing apparatus, firefighters quickly set about extinguishing the fire. And according to Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service, the damage was contained in the kitchen area only.
Bank Youth Project wins award. Ashburton's Bank Youth Project has been awarded £1,000 after being nominated for a Movement for Good award. The Youth Centre said the funding would be used to continue funding its team and to keep its space open for young people in and around Ashburton. The Bank Youth Project provides young people aged between 9 and 19 in Ashburton with a safe place to take part in activities and access support. It costs around £60,000 to £70,000 a year for the project to open 4 nights a week. The Movement for Good Awards are an initiative run by financial services company Benefact Group, where charities can be nominated to win £1,000. Last year, the Benefact Group donated over £1 million to charities and good causes.